Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Welcome to Positive Radio. It's Charmaine Hammond here, and I've just returned home after being away for 10 days. I sure miss the two guys in our family, of course, my husband Christopher and Toby, our one-year-old Chessie, Toby Jr. I was really wondering as I drove towards the house at around midnight, I wondered what Toby was going to be like with me, because I haven't been away for 10 days since we brought Toby into our family. And, you know, I wanted to see what he was going to be like. So after circling the car when I pulled in and circling the car, sniffing me like crazy to make sure I was, in fact, his pet mom and not some imposter driving down the driveway, I got the goofy, loving greeting that I'd been anticipating. And then moments later, he was off to get his Kong for a game of fetch at midnight. One of the things I really love about animals is that they're really creatures of habits, and not only do they benefit from routine and consistency, so do we as people. I'll talk a little bit more about Toby at the end of the show. Tonight we've got a guest who is returning again, Margot Ahlquist. And last time Margot was on the show with me, she talked a lot about how to help your adopted or rescue dog adjust into your home. And she gave some great strategies to help with that adjustment process and how your dog can be successful in his or her new forever family. We also talked with Margot about how to be the best pet parent ever. And I went away and made sure I put every one of her tips into practice. And tonight we're going to be covering something a little different with Margot. We're going to be talking about those moments that we all anticipate and dread, and that's dealing with not only our aging pets, but losing the pets in our family that we love so dearly. Margot's going to provide some information to help us prepare to support other people who are grieving the loss of a pet right now, and to help us be able to cope with that when it does happen. Margot Ahlquist is the creator of Pause to Talk. It started as an advice blog, and really, it has grown into a life coaching business. Her award-winning blog is written in the voices of her two standard poodles, Bella and Dee Dee. You've got to read the blog. It's just great. Prior to her work on Pause to Talk, Margot worked for over 8 years as a writer, researcher, and producer in the television industry. She has a bachelor's degree from Syracuse University Newhouse School of Communications, and she continues her life coaching education at Coach U. She makes sure to play a good game of fetch every single day. Margot's website is Pause, P-A-W-S, PauseToTalk.com. Welcome back to the show, Margot.
Oh, thank you for having me back. It's great to be here.
Well, I'm really excited to have you here. I mean, you offered such wonderful tips for our listening audience last time you were here, and tonight we're kind of changing gears, talking about something a little bit different, and I think something that all pet families really dread, the aging of our pets and the loss of our pets. And I know that, you know, my most recent loss was dealing with Toby when he passed away almost 2 years ago now. And that was a difficult loss. Not only was it the loss of a family member for us, but also a business partner, because Toby had somehow woven himself into our business. And boy, oh boy, you know, losing a pet is really like losing a family member. They are a family member. Is that how you perceive it, Margot?
Oh, it's so true. Yeah, and, you know, you just nailed it on the head when you said, you know, a family member, because they really are. I mean, when you think about it, you know, we have our dogs for, and our pets, you know, especially our dogs, though, for, you know, sometimes upwards of 15 years, you know. So it's like losing a person that you've been with every day, you know, or a being that you've been with every day. So it's really true that they're members of the family. And, you know, the dogs that I remember my childhood dog, Marty, you know, losing him was definitely one of the toughest days of my life. And, you know, so it goes without saying that the loss can be really huge and really, you know, just upsetting.
Yeah, absolutely. You raised something really important there, Margo, in that answer, and when you talked about childhood pets. And we had, when I was growing up, we had guppies and, you know, more guppies because they seem to really reproduce quickly. We had a bird, a budgie named Johnny. We had a rabbit, Georgina. We had dogs and cats, all at different times. But we grew up with pets being part of our family. And I think that probably the first loss I dealt with was not a human member of our family, but one of our animal members of our family. And so often children are learning about loss in their life through experiencing that through the loss of a pet.
Yeah, that's, you know, I had a similar experience to you, actually, in that the first real loss, I was fortunate in that, you know, no one in my family or any friends, you know, that I was close to had passed away prior to, you know, us having to unfortunately put to sleep Marty, who was came before Bella and Dee Dee, who was also, he was a mini poodle and just a great little guy. And I was in college when we had to put him to sleep, and, you know, it was just gut-wrenching for our family. It's sort of, but at the same time, it was good to be there with the family, my family, because they really understood. They were the only other people on the earth that understood what this dog meant to us. And he was everything to us. You know, he really was, so.
Well, I think that's beautiful how you said that, that family really understands not only that what this animal has, how this animal has been part of your life. They just really, really get it. Now, I'm wondering, Margo, and I'm sure the listening audience is there a time, like, the whole grieving process, how long does it take, and what does that look like? What should we be aware of around grieving the loss of our animal family members?
Yeah, well, you know, working, you know, with the coaching clients that I have on this topic, I mean, everyone is different. It's mm-hmm. just like, you know, whether you're grieving the loss of a human, you know, a parent, or whether you're even maybe going through a divorce or grieving the loss of a relationship, you know, everyone functions differently. But I think that the most important thing is just to give yourself some time. Unfortunately, loss is a part of, you know, our life cycle, and it's a part of life, as we've said, and the loss of the dog is no different than that. So it's very important to just, you know, be kind to yourself, and also just talk out how you're feeling, and, you know, allow yourself to be sad and allow yourself to feel that loss, because if you do allow that, then, you know, the healing process will take over, and, you know, you'll bounce back, and, you know, whether, even though you can't replace the loss that happened, at least, you know, you'll be able to learn from it and grow from it, and also appreciate, you know, the new great things that might enter your life after that as well.
Mm.
So, yeah, there's really no timeline, you know, on it.
So really it's about taking the time, and I loved what you said, it's around giving ourselves permission to feel and to share those stories. And I know that you and I, on the last interview we did, we talked about how animals connect people. I mean, that's how we met.
Yes,
virtually.
It is.
And animals do connect people, and we build these beautiful bonds with our pet family members. And that's one of the tough parts, I think, about loving, whether it's loving your pet or loving your human family members, is that it involves loss and taking time to grieve and share those stories, talk to other people, can be so powerful. And, you know, one lady that I was talking to at a book signing, actually, she had just lost one of her senior dogs, and she actually joined a support group. She was struggling so much with losing her pet. She had recently lost a family member, too, so it was sort of this compounded loss for her. and she was able to find a bereavement group that gave her that additional support. She didn't live close to any family members. So when you talked about allowing yourself to feel, that is critical.
Yeah, and, you know, support groups are wonderful. You know, also, you know, just coincidentally, you know, one of my colleagues who I know virtually through the dog community, she's actually starting a pet grief Twitter chat, and that's coming, I believe that's coming up soon, but you could look for it online. It's hashtag pet grief, I believe is what it is. Her name is Janet Roper, and she's an animal healer, and at any rate, so that just has come to mind because I heard about that the other day. But, yeah, as you say, you know, do seek out help and do, you know, lean on other people, you know, because it is my dogs are my support. You know, they sit with me when I work. You know, they've been through my life changes with me, you know. So absolutely, you know, it's important to seek that support when you've lost it in one
so
way.
Absolutely. So in addition to taking time out to grieve, to feel, to connect with other people, almost about giving yourself permission to grieve this loss, finding people that can support you, whether it's family members, friends, colleagues, a support group, even a pet grief Twitter chat. That's a mouthful.
Right.
Pet grief Twitter chat, which is a great idea. And are there other things that we can do, Margot, to kind of pull through this and pull our children through the loss of their pet?
Yeah, you know, as we said, it's important to surround yourself with people who understand, you know, that this is a big loss. So, as you said, you know, seek out people in the community and whatnot. But maybe, you know, it's important also to hold a funeral or a memorial or some kind of, you know, something, if it feels right to you, to honor the dog. Marty, you know, he's buried in our family's, you know, backyard, and, you know, there's a little flower tree next to where he is. So, you know, that felt right for us, you know. So that's something to consider and something that might, you know, help put some closure on it. Also, you know, when you're feeling disappointed, it's a tendency to rush into things and to think, oh, I just need another dog in the house, you know, I need another animal around, or, you know, especially if, you know, you lost the only dog that you had and now the house is empty, the house can seem completely, you know, just so quiet. You know, I always urge people, don't rush into getting another dog. You know, make sure that you allow yourself to, you know, go through the process and then, you know, then consider getting another dog, you know, because you don't want to bring an animal into a situation where you can't give it your full attention and your full care. It's not fair to the animal.
Right.
And it's also not fair to you because you're, you know, avoiding something.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so those are a couple other things. You know, and I think especially with kids, I think discussion about, as it comes back to what we already said about, you know, support groups and talking about, you know, how you're feeling. I think with kids especially, you know, talking about the loss, you know, in a way that they can understand is good. You know, I also, there's so many great children's books out there, and you know, it's not coming to me off the top of my head, but I've seen, you know, a book, a children's book that discusses, you know, loss and whatnot. So maybe seek out some books or something, a creative way to approach the topic, especially with kids.
That's a great, great idea, because so many times with children, we can provide them that really valuable information, but through a story where the conversation doesn't seem so scary or overwhelming. I really like that you brought up rituals, and you know, when Toby, our dog, passed away a couple of years ago, we were flooded with emails and Facebook posts and kind of the world that knew him reaching out to be part of the grieving process. And one of the things that was so interesting is that people started sharing stories with us. people that had met Toby at a book signing or at a school. And what was so there's kind of this ritual that just was happening where people were sharing the stories. But when I heard time after time how this dog had come in to not only change our lives but other people's lives, it really helped kind of keep the stories alive, but helped me really appreciate that time we had together and knew that it really mattered. And one of the rituals that we did is we wanted to find a way to just summarize everything that Toby brought to the world in a way that was so Toby-like. we had a videographer do a beautiful video. He took photos, our favorite photos and our favorite videos, and just created a kind of a 3.5-minute short video that just summed up, like you had said earlier, what Toby really meant to us and our family. And, you know, probably half the YouTube counts on that video are me, because I've watched it so many times. I mean, it's a way that I can just, when I'm so missing him or the fun we had together, putting the video just kind of connects me back to those moments and the richness and the emotive part of being with Toby. So sometimes I think, you know, we work through grieving, but we still want to be connected with that pet through different ways.
Absolutely. You know, that's a great, I've seen that video. It's wonderful. Yeah. And that's a great thing, you know. And I will say I still have pictures of Marty, you know, around my home. You know, my favorite picture of him, you know, pictures are a wonderful way. But, you know, you bring up an excellent point in that now that we have YouTube and we have Facebook and we have Twitter and we have and on and on and on, you know, it really leaves a space to, you know, memorialize our pets, you know, and our dogs and these important members of our family online. And it also serves, again, as that it could be a community to help. And, you know, there's one particular Facebook page that I know of. It's from the Daily Corgi, which is actually a website. It's a daily blog. And the owner of that, Lori Eno, she actually has opened up her Facebook page and welcomes this sort of thing. And, you know, so anytime there's a dog in the community, that Corgi community that's passed, you know, she opens it up on Facebook especially, you know, and will say and post a picture sort of in memorial of the dog, and it just, it brings an outpouring. You know, she's really cultivated that there. It gets a lot of attention and generates a huge outpouring of support and, you know, comments for the dog family, you know, that's been left behind. So I think it's a wonderful idea, you know, to keep the memory alive and to keep the dog's spirit alive.
I think that's a great idea about building a community. Now, one of the other things that you talk about, sorry, folks, we just had a really big truck pull up outside my office window here. It will go away shortly. One of the things you talked about as well, Margot, was in addition to allowing yourself time to grieve and connecting yourself to people, having rituals, was also about, I loved what you said offline. You said, then when we do bring another animal into our home, we have to allow that new family member to live his or her own journey. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, it's very easy to say, oh, I had, you know, Fido, you know, and here's, you know, my next Fido is going to be the same dog, you know, we're going to do the same things. But, I mean, just like people, dogs have their own personalities and their own, you know, things that they want to do. They have minds of their own, as we're learning, you know, more and more. So it's important to take the dog and sort of go on a new journey. Not that the dog that passed away is, you know, you have to throw it, you know, that memory away. You don't. But, you know, treat the new dog when you're ready to get a new dog. Treat the new dog in your family, you know, as a new dog. You know, allow yourself to bond to this dog in a way that maybe doesn't involve, you know, the dog that had just passed. And, you know, see where that takes you.
Absolutely. Great, great tip. And what advice can you offer our listeners who maybe aren't experiencing loss right now, but they have a friend or a family member who is going through the loss of their own pet? What can we do to support them?
You know, that's a great question. I think that it's very important just to listen and to just offer, you know, company, do simple things, you know, just check in. How are you doing? You know, these days everyone is on Facebook or has, you know, can text. And even if you're not, you know, into that technology, drop a note in the mail and just say, I'm thinking of you, or, you know, stop by and say hello and just, you know, say, how's it going today? I think that that's most important. And even if you yourself don't understand the bonds that your friend or family member or whomever it is had with the dog that they lost or the pet that they lost, just honor, I guess try to honor and understand that and not judge, you know. And I think that that's the best thing, is just knowing that you have support and knowing that someone is, you know, there and caring for you as you're going through this tough time.
Absolutely. I think that's a challenge. Sometimes we just don't know how to help people. So your tips will be able to allow us to be the best support we can for other people. Now, Tell us a little bit more, Margo, where people can follow you and read your incredible blog.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. You know, my motto is dogs don't overcomplicate life, so why should we? And I invite everyone to join the growing pack at pausetotalk.com, who believes this as well, and they are living their happiest lives. So go to the website and join the pack. It's pausetotalk.com, and we'd love to have you there and see you there, and there's lots of good stuff going on.
And Pause to Talk is P-A-W-S, of course.
Yes.
It would be spelt that way.
Yes, of course, and it's P-A-W-S-T-O-T-A-L-K. It's pausetotalk.com. Yep.
Well, you know, Margo, I really thank you for coming on the show today to talk about an issue that's a tough one to talk about. And losing our pets, losing our animal family members is something that we all go through at some point, and it is tough. And, you know, it's tough to get through. And the tips that you've offered our listeners today, I think, will really help us be able to prepare for that, so that we are living the time we have with our pets in the most rich, beautiful way possible, but also how we can start to prepare, how we can talk to our children, and how we can support other people who might be going through this right now today.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you. It's been a pleasure being here, and I, you know, just hope that, you know, it's been helpful to everyone, and, you know, hang in there if you're going through a tough time. You know, you'll see it the other way through. So.
Wonderful. And Margo, We're going to do a blog about this radio show as well, because I want to make sure that listeners get some of the tips that you talked about today and also know how to find you, stay in touch with you. Please make sure you follow Margo as well on social media. She's on all the social media sites, Twitter, Facebook. And one of the things, and also you do a lot of commenting on some of the LinkedIn animal groups, Margo, and I'm really enjoying reading your posts on there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. You know, there are just, I can't say it enough, there's just communities everywhere of pet lovers. And, I mean, LinkedIn is a wonderful place, you know, and you don't have to be a pet professional or anything like that to read in some of these groups. Yeah, and it's a wonderful forum to share your feelings and also, you know, support other people. And it's just, it is constantly blowing my mind how many dog communities there are online and offline to you know, seek out and be a part of.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I couldn't agree with you more. And one of the things I love about animal and dog social networking groups is they're just like the same principles that dogs have. They just accept you for who you are in that moment. No judgment. Just come on in, join the group. And that's one of the things I just love about dogs, is that they just accept us for who we are, and so do these animal pet lover groups on social media.
They do. They really do. Yeah, the people are just wonderful. Yeah, it's great. You know, I always say, you know, dog lovers, pet lovers, they're my kind of people. That's why I'm, you know, focused on them and working with them. So it's great. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Margo Ahlquist, the creator of Pause, P-A-W-S, Pause to Talk, was our guest tonight. And I'm also going to make sure that we post a link there to the show Margo did with us a few months ago, because great information for some of you that might be looking for bringing a new animal into your home, into a forever family, and she offered great tips on how to help with that adjustment process. Margo, it's always a pleasure. I can't wait to have you on the show again. We'll talk about something different. Thanks for bringing all this information to our listening audience.
Oh, it's been a joy being here. Thank you.
Thank you, Margo. I love when Margo said, dogs don't overcomplicate life. Isn't that a great quote? Dogs don't overcomplicate life. So it sure begs the question, how come we do? I've been thinking about that ever since I heard Margo mention that, and thinking about the different ways we complicate our life. And as I look out the window, I'm watching TJ, Toby Jr., our wonderful new puppy in our life. He's a year old, actually 13 months old, 93-pound Chesapeake Bay Retriever with more energy than I've ever seen. He's like the Energizer Bunny on the TV commercials. He just keeps going and going and going. But it's all good energy. It's fun energy. It's love energy. And as I watch him, I just continually am amazed at how he inspires me. And one of the things that he's really inspired us to do at the Team Toby headquarters is to actually create some classroom materials to support our new book, Toby, the Pet Therapy Dog, says Be a Buddy, Not a Bully. So I have had so much fun in the last month creating materials that teachers can use in schools for elementary grades, so basically kindergarten to grade 3, and trying to think like a child about what they would want to learn about bullying and what kind of activities and exercises would actually make a difference and make an impact. So we've had a lot of fun with that. Those materials will be available very soon. We got some exciting news today that I'm going to share with all of our listeners today. We just received notice at Team Toby headquarters that Be a Buddy, Not a Bully, and the other book in the children's series, which is Toby the Pet Therapy Dog and His Hospital Friends, the series has received the seal of approval, for lack of a better word. It's been graded as a gold in the Mom's Choice Awards. Oh my gosh, we're so excited. We're going to have a big celebration here, an extra special treat for Toby Jr., TJ, and look forward to sharing more news about that really soon. Just before we wrap up the show, I want to just share a story that was really important to me. And we've just lost a neighbor, a dear friend of ours, and she was a four-legged furry friend, Sadie, who was probably about 15 years old. And just a wonderful, wonderful dog. And we had an interesting experience a couple of months ago as Sadie's health was deteriorating. She had somehow made her way over to our yard. And Sadie was quite old and was losing her sight and losing her hearing. Now, Toby was chomping away on a bone and hit one of his favorite treats. And I heard him bark once and went running over to where he was, thinking that he was seeing a squirrel or a rabbit or something that he wanted to chase. And he just barked once and then stood up very gently. And I noticed that overcame Sadie. And I just watched the two of them. And in fact, I was so amazed by what I saw, I didn't even think to run and grab my camera. I just took in the beauty of this moment. Sadie was trying to continue walking beyond our house down the street. And Toby, who wasn't even a year old, Toby Jr. at the time, wasn't a year old, he went on the one side of her, on the right side, and then just started walking slowly, step by step, inching her over towards her property. No barking, no nothing, just quietly and gingerly moving her slowly towards her home. And I thought, how does a pup, an 11-month-old pup, just know what he has to do? And I think I've just come to accept that animals have a gift of knowing. And he, in that moment, knew what he needed to do for Sadie. So I just want to honor Sadie, who was a very special dog, and also honor our dog, Toby Jr., TJ, for allowing me to see that amazing gift. How have your dogs, your cats, your pets impacted your life? What lessons have they taught you? Who have they connected you to? What stories have they left with you that you share over and over again any chance that you get? I would love to hear your stories. We'd like to feature you in our blog. And if you're interested, maybe you could be one of our guests on Positive Radio. Until next week, you can follow us on Twitter at TeamToby2, the number 2. On Facebook, please come and like our page and hang out with us there. It's the original Team Toby. Toby is spelled T-O-B-Y. And, of course, you can find us on Pinterest at the same handle. Our website is the original Team Toby. And until next week, wishing you a fabulous week. And let's be kind to one another. Thanks for joining us.